In this bulletin, inquests investigating the death of First Nations child in Western Australia's youth detention system resumes. New polling data shows US Vice President Kamala Harris has opened up a 2-point percentage lead over Donald Trump. And over 250 pro-Palestinian Jewish protesters arrested in the US. An inquest investigating the death of a First Nations child in Western Australia's youth detention system has resumed. 16-year-old Cleveland Dodd was found unresponsive in his cell after harming himself in the youth wing of a high-security adult prison in October last year. He was taken to hospital in critical condition and died around a week later, causing outrage and grief in the community. Family and supporters of Dodd, including his grandmother, Glenda Mippy, turned out for the hearing in Perth.
We want justice for what happened to Cleveland. My grandson only just turned 16. He just started enjoying his life. He was just getting to be a little man, you know? He had twin brother and sister, baby brother and sister he never got to meet. Because of what happened. Because, as I said, the system failed him.
Content warning, some may find the audio grab in this next story distressing. Police body cam footage in the United States shows a police officer shooting an unarmed African-American woman in the face during a call for help at her home in Springfield, Illinois. 30-year-old police officer Sean Grayson fired 3 shots at Sonia Massey, with one of the bullets striking her in her face. It followed a verbal exchange about a pot of water on her stove.
Away from your hot steaming water.
Away from my hot steaming
water?
Yeah. Oh, I would rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Huh?
I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
You better not. I swear to God, I'll shoot you right in your face.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Drop the pot! Shots fired!
After those gunshots, Grayson refused to provide first aid and discouraged the other police officer on the scene from helping Ms. Massey. The 36-year-old woman later died in hospital. Grayson has been sacked from the police force and charged with murder and official misconduct. Civil rights lawyer Ben Crump says the body cam footage is disturbing, as is the audio.
It's just disturbing, not just the video, but the audio. I mean, it reminds you a lot of the tragic videos that we saw, like George Floyd, where there's a narration to the tragedy. I mean, he narrates that I'm going to shoot you in the effing face, and then he shoots her in the face.
President Joe Biden has released a statement condemning the police officer's actions, saying Sonia Massey should be alive today. A man has been charged with theft, firearms and drug offences after investigators combed a regional property for signs of missing man Adrian Romeo, who has not been seen in 5 months. Investigators raided a property in Wildwood on Melbourne's northwestern outskirts. With assistance from the Australian Federal Police's forensic search team, New South Wales Police Dogs and the State Emergency Service. The raid uncovered a gun, ammunition, drugs and 4 stolen vehicles, leading to the arrest and questioning of a 34-year-old man. The man is being charged with firearm charges, possessing drugs of dependence and handling stolen goods in relation to the items found at the property. New polling data shows US Vice President Kamala Harris has opened up a 2 percentage point lead over Donald Trump. The poll underscores the rationale behind President Joe Biden's withdrawal, as Ms. Harris's campaign says she has now secured the Democratic nomination. Ms. Harris now leads over Mr. Trump 44% to 42%, compared to the marginal 2-point deficit Joe Biden was facing. The poll also reveals some 56% of registered voters agreed that Ms. Harris was mentally sharp and able to deal with challenges, compared to 49% who said the same of Mr. Trump. Only 22% of voters assess President Biden that way. Speaking to a rally in Wisconsin, Kamala Harris recalled her time as a prosecutor.
I took on perpetrators of all kinds. Predators who abused women. Fraudsters, who ripped off consumers, cheaters, who broke the rules for their own gain. So hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's type.
Over 250 pro-Palestinian Jewish protesters have been arrested after staging a protest inside Capitol Hill's Rotunda building as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visits the White House. The protests, organised by activist group Jewish Voice for Peace, are demanding an end to US support for Israel. The protests have been organised to coincide with meetings between US President Joe Biden and Benjamin Netanyahu. Protester Tal Frieden says Israel's actions cannot continue in the name of Jewish people.
I'm a Jewish American. My grandparents survived the Holocaust. And growing up, I was always told that we should never let anything like the Holocaust happen again. That's why I'm here today protesting the genocide of the Palestinian people and calling on our government to enact an arms embargo on Israel and send no more weapons to the Israeli military.
Taiwan has performed its annual air raid exercise simulating a Chinese missile attack. During the drill, police in Taipei directed vehicles to move to the side of roads and pedestrians were ordered to seek shelter. A number of shops and restaurants pulled down shutters and turned off lights, steps aimed at reducing the risk of becoming a target in the event of a nighttime attack. China, whose government views self-governed Taiwan as part of its territory, has ramped up military pressure over the past 4 years, including almost daily fighter jet flights into the skies around the island. Taiwanese President Lai Ching-te says his government must be prepared.
In order to respond to the changing geopolitics, a government must have a plan. I therefore previously announced that I will personally preside over the Society Defence Resilience Committee. This aims at uniting the power of the government with that of the people to strengthen the four resiliences that are national defence, people's livelihoods, disaster prevention and democracy.
An Australian tourist has allegedly been sexually assaulted in Paris just days out from the start of the Olympic Games. According to local media, French police are investigating allegations that the woman was sexually assaulted by 5 men. Australian Chief de Mission Anna Miares says athletes have been advised to take care outside the Olympic Village.
Obviously, our hearts go out to the woman involved, and we hope that she's being cared for and supported in the trauma that she's experienced. And what information we're passing on to our athletes is that security presence is really, really high, and that's in order for them to be able to act as quickly as possible to keep them safe. We don't yet have any feedback from our athletes that they have felt unsafe, and we're just waiting on further information on the actual case itself.
Nurses have been striking across New South Wales, arguing that a decline in real wages is forcing staff to travel interstate for fair pay. Nurses and midwives have rallied for a 1-year 15% wage boost to address a staffing crisis in the industry. Recent reports find inflation has cut their pay by more than 10% in real terms over the past 4 years. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns argues budgetary constraints don't allow for any further pay increases, but says he's happy to negotiate with the New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association. Meanwhile, protesters say many nurses with families overseas are forced to work significant amounts of overtime.
We are a very multicultural nation. A lot of nurses have families overseas. They need to not only work for their lives here, but they send money back home to care for their loved ones, to care for their parents, their relatives. How can they do it? They work overtime. They work double shifts, and it's not because they want to. They would much rather be at home with their family.
To sport now, a full stadium is set to welcome the first of Australia's 460 Olympic athletes into the Paris Olympic Games 2 days before the flame is lit. Australia's men's rugby sevens team are among the first of any sport to play when they open proceedings in a game against Samoa on Wednesday. The games will have officially kicked off half an hour earlier with men's football between Argentina and Morocco and Uzbekistan and Mexico. And now for a look at today's weather. Broome, sunny 28. Perth, a shower or two, 16. Adelaide, a late shower or two, 20. Melbourne, windy, mostly sunny, 16. Hobart, mostly sunny, 17. Albury-Wodonga, partly cloudy, 16. Canberra, partly cloudy, 14. Wollongong, sunny, 19. Sydney, similar conditions, 21. Newcastle, much the same, 21. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 23. Townsville, partly cloudy, 26. Cairns, a shower or two, 27. Alice Springs, sunny, 26. Darwin, mostly sunny, 30. And the Torres Strait Islands, partly cloudy, 30. And that is NITV Radio News.